Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and this is Books to Read. And today we have a special guest, as usual. All of our guests are special. On October the 19th, 2018, we're going to be featuring the book Poems from a Gypsy Heart, and we're going to find out about the author, how this book came into the process of it, from beginning to end, other projects that they might have, and more. But before we get started, just a reminder, if you want to have a chance to talk to the author today, 646-652-4479 is the number. And, of course, if you're following on blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide and you're at work, the chat room is open. So if you want to type in a note or a comment and or a question, do that, and I'll make sure it gets on there. Of course, follow on Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and also on Twitter, at IMTM Radio. And of course, more importantly, download the Spreaker app so that way you never miss a show. Download the Spreaker app, follow IMTM Worldwide Radio, become a follower, tell others. And we're going to go ahead and get started today by bringing in our special guest. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you. This is kind of my first rodeo, so to speak, but I just wanted to set things off correctly. I noticed on that you had me down as the author. Actually, I'm the author's son, Wayne Parker. My mom is Earl Jean Parker, and she sadly passed away July of this year at the tender age of 94. But she lived a beautiful life.
In the brain. I'm sorry about that. I was trying to get in touch with to find out who was who, and that's why I was going to let you introduce yourself because I didn't know who was who. So I appreciate that. So that makes sense now, and I appreciate you letting us know that as far as the audience goes. I'm definitely sorry to hear about Ms. Parker there. So that this is her book. So that's great though that you're taking up the mantle and getting this out there. And no worries as far as the newness of this. I always tell, even though I've been doing this for 10 years, I'm always learning something new. So we'll get through this together. So that being said, so this is how I'll do it then. Tell me more about her then, before we get into the book a little bit. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, she's a very lovely and dear matriarch to the family. We want her book with the world. She again passed at 94 years of age. She wanted to be a poet, and so this book that she published in 2012 is about 80 years of poetry. It's 662 pages and has 844 poems. And wow. She grew up in South Dakota in the Black Hills region of Slim Buttes, and fell in love with the country, its animals, and she's been writing her whole life, reflections in solitude, moments of emotions that she's lived through her life, her life experiences, her family, and just was a beautiful lady. I might add, too, that, poetry is a special niche compared to other books and writings, but I would like to like it as a book. What I mean by that is you know, somebody reads a novel, they finish it, it goes on the shelf, usually it stays there. Cookbooks, you don't read once and put it away. And this is a kind of a Bible of emotions that I think can be read and enjoyed over and over and over because of the extensiveness of its number of poetries. It can be just carried around. Having yellow stickies to mark your best poems and always look for other poems. And it's just a remarkable insight to her thoughts about the world, and including, you know, life, death, family, nature. It's just it's also a beautiful, beautiful bedtime read for our grandchildren. They like to listen to some poems at night before they go to bed, and my wife reads poems to them, and it calms them down, and they seems to kind of put them to sleep.
Well, first of all, I want to appreciate you bringing that up in regards to poetry, as far as it being a niche. This is actually the first time I've had a poetry book on the show of any kind, so that's really cool for me. And one of the things that you also mentioned in regards to something that you don't necessarily want to really put down and just let it sit there, this is something that you can pick up again and again. I mean, you mentioned over 800 poems. That's a lot. So you'll never read the same one twice, no time soon. So that's pretty cool right there.
Well, you only read the one, your favorite ones, and then you look for more favorites. Actually, you know, if you look at the paperback price of it, it's less than 3 cents per poem, which is kind of a bargain. And thinking too, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Bernie Taupin, who wrote songs for Elton John. And so I'm thinking some of these poems, some of the musicians out there, people that love music, they may find one that they might want to put to song. Bernie Taupin used to write down beautiful lyrics, give it to Elton John. I've heard at one time where he cranked out like 4 or 5 songs in 30 minutes based on the words that Bernie Taupin had written for him.
Wow, that's impressive. I know I like Elton John too as an artist. That's pretty cool. And one question I have for you, because with all of these different poems, and you mentioned some of the subject matter, life, death, of course, nature, you know, she's out of the Black Hills of South Dakota. Are these poems organized in, like, how are they organized, I guess, is the question. Is it, you know, in chapter form, and, like, how is it organized in regards to, you know, one theme to another?
Actually, it's like 22 pages in the index, and there's no format, actually. There are 32 illustrations in there that my mom actually did herself. She's an artist as well. She also did the cover over 50 years ago, a beautiful cover of a gypsy lady. She did that in chalk over 50 years ago, and that is me a beautiful piece of work in itself. It's kind of eye-catching, and you can actually see we have a website for her now. It's called verlejean.com. that would be verlejean.com, and the poems are just kind of entered randomly, one after the other. Sometimes poems take about a half. Some poems are free on one page. They have some haikus in there as well. And then, like I said, some illustrations that some of it goes along with the poem that she wrote.
So let me ask you this, Wayne. Again, 646-652-4479 is the number for those who might want to call in if you're able to. The Black Hills of South Dakota. Now, me, because I'm an old school guy and I've watched a lot of Westerns, that's about my limit of my knowledge of South Dakota, really. Can you tell the audience a little bit about South Dakota, of how that, you know, kind of inspired Verl Jean and her writings, you know, growing up there in the country?
Yeah, she was a tomboy. She grew up out in the country back in the 20s and 30s. She has three sisters. Young, she was the oldest of four, and they would roam the hills with their dog, a German Shepherd, keep guard. They'd have cougars and listen to wolves at night. Cold winters, they had what they call a Johnny cow. Back in those days, everyone had a Johnny cow. That's your milk cow, special cow. Mm-hmm. I think that's bred in Scotland. And it actually was kind of at the base of the Mount Rushmore. She recalled watching Mount Rushmore being sculpted, actually, and looking at the men working on there like flies on the cheek. And I believe somewhere in her memoirs, there's a newspaper clipping of a beautiful picture of Mount Rushmore with one face on it, you know, which is really rare. But that goes back, you know, during the time of the Depression and when they grew up in the hills. And she just loved the nature and the beauty of the mountains and the animals in that area.
Well, that's an awesome backstory right there. With the poems that she's written over all these years, are there any poems that you take to heart more so than another, that you might want to relate to the audience, to where if they purchase the book, that's one that they just have to, of course, you know, with poems, of course, a poem will touch a person in a different way, a different light and whatnot, but sometimes there's one that everybody can relate to. So is there like a relatable poem that you can think of, or something along those lines that you think everybody, you know, again, you always want to have that grab factor, you know, in any publication or book. So is there one in particular that you can think of?
Well, there is one, actually. It's called The Prisoner. And, you know, she's had some bouts with some depressions over the years. She was in the Women's Air Corps during World War II. And, you know, she has two, actually, poems of called The Prisoner, and they're back to back. Something that I think we all can kind of relate to when we're kind of down and out, you know. And basically the last couple of lines, it says that, but all I did was lose the gift of laughter. That's how it ends, but it's a full page poem. And the other one, called The Prisoner, is these, you know, kind of indicating that she would like to try to fight her way into heaven, so to speak. She also has beautiful other types of poems involving her grandchildren, involves prayers, thoughts in an airplane, seashells, spring hills, the gypsy. Is one. She has written one about her granddaughter Valerie, giving her a night. And it's just, like I said, 844 poems. It's something that, you know, with winter coming up, you know, with the book season, fireplaces, rain, it's a beautiful read to open it up. And you don't have to, like a novel, you start at the beginning and go to the end. This is something, like I said, you can carry with you on a commuter train or a carpool. You can read it during your lunchtime and just keep it with you. Not like a novel, but you can just pick it up and dive right into it. And, you know, you see a title that catches your eye, We have a couple of samples on our website. One is called Son to War. Both are sons. My brother, older brother, we both were in the military back in the late 60s, early 70s, and wrote a little poem about that.
I'm glad you mentioned the one aspect I was going to actually talk about. You brought it up in that, you know, the world that we're in today is, of course, it's crazy. We all know that. But with technology especially, we're all in tune with it, and we rely on it so much, and sometimes we don't take the time to decompress from it and step away. And like you said, with a novel, you got to do a lot of work to get, you know, with a novel. Typically, you know, you have to have a schedule for everything on that end. But with poems are quick hitters. Poems, you're in, you're out, you know. And with, again, and I think about New York and other cities like that, you're on the train, like you said, on the train, or, you know, you're in a carpool or whatever, going to work, coming back home, things of that nature, or your lunch break, things of that nature, you're at school, and you just want to kind of back away from people. Poems would be like the ideal way to kind of break your mind off a little bit, to just kind of think about something that's not whatever it was that might have been stressing you out. And you mentioned depression. You know, that's definitely something prevalent nowadays, more so than ever before, because of the times that we live in. So, again, I think definitely people would appreciate something like this with the backdrop of your mother and her writings and everything that she went through. This sounds like something that could help a lot of people.
Yeah, it covers everything. There's a lot of, rejoicing, appreciation, just looking at the beauty of the world. It is a decompression from today's stress and some of the strife that we listen to in the news. You know, it's definitely an escape from what you might call reality of today. It's also something that, men aren't maybe too much into poetry, but they can maybe get some points with their girlfriend or their wife or their mother to give it as a gift. Girlfriend might get something like this and think, he's more romantic than I thought he was. But it also is a nice gift as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, again, I just want to say, you know, I'm glad that we were able to make this particular interview happen. Again, this is the first time I've had a book of this nature on the show. And again, with poems, I remember trying to write poems back in the day in school and things of that nature for assignments and stuff like that. And I was just like, can I just write a 15-page paper? Because I couldn't wrap my head around it. But I was, I guess, more analytical back then, you know, and everything. And I just couldn't back away. I guess that was just me. But I did read poems, though. It was different for me to read poems and things of that nature than trying to write them. And then nowadays, I haven't really, done the poem thing in a while, actually. So this might be something for me to even pick up. In fact, also I was going to ask, how can people actually grab a copy, Wayne?
They can buy it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. Her website, BrilGene.com, has links. It has a picture of the book. It has links that you can tap into, and it takes you directly to Amazon, and you can order one on that page as well. And it was published by Ex Libris back in 2012, and this is the first time that we actually are out trying to share it with the world, because I really believe that it's a work of art that the world can really enjoy and appreciate. Poems are something that I've written in the past. It's an emotional purging. It hits you, and you have to just, spill it out right there. And the words just kind of write themselves. Yeah. And this is evident in this book, where my mom, over the years, you know, it's just, like I said, there's probably over 80 years of writing that she's done this. It just, you know, you can feel that it's like a song that you hear, you just read it and you can feel the emotion, you can relate to it. And some of these, one of my daughters feels that some of these poems could be studied in a college course, that kind of thing. But, you know, it's just beautiful work that I feel is, shows her talent. The artwork in there shows her talent as to what a real thoughtful, inspiring person that she really was to her family and her friends.
Well, you've done a great job of iterating who, you know, your mother was, Miss Verl Jean, and, you know, the purpose of these works, of each poem, and how they can help the general population of everybody who's able to, you know, get a copy and whatnot, and how it can relate to, you know, this day-to-day life. And I appreciate you, you know, helping give us a little bit of background and context, you know, just so people can appreciate, you know, where these poems really, you know, coming from, you know, of course, from the heart. And, you know, of course, again, you know, sorry for your loss. 94, though, that's a long, long, powerful life there. I appreciate that. And one more time, Wayne, can you let people know the website one more time? Because I'm going to mention it after I get off with you, but I want to make sure that everybody gets the website. And also, I think you said Amazon and Barnes & Noble, the book is available, Poems from a Gypsy Heart. But what's the website one more time?
The website's Verl Jean, that's VerlJean.com. And you can also Google the title or Verl Jean. That'll bring you to the website or sites that are actually, you can order the book. And I really love it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I really think that it's just something that, I'm proud to say that I'm her son, and that the world, I believe, would really take to heart some of the beauty in this book.
Well, I agree, and definitely I know she would have appreciated what you're doing right now, and of course your whole family in accordance to that too. And I'm glad I was able to, you know, have you on the show today. Make sure you put this on your own website. That way when people click on your website, they'll have that link. They can listen and get a little bit more of why they need to go ahead and make the order. Click, point, click, buy it. Right?
Yeah.
So
I
definitely appreciate you. I definitely appreciate you being on the show today, Wayne. And hopefully you'll start seeing an uptick. Hopefully, like I said, it's about helping people. And that's a good thing.
Well, thanks for having me, Chris. There's also a little over a minute YouTube video that was developed, with similar explanation of what I've been going over, but it talks a little bit about the book as well. And it's really been a pleasure, Chris, to be here. And thank you very much for giving us this opportunity.
You're very welcome, sir. Hopefully we may have you on again later on in the year.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right, now take care, Wayne.
All right, Chris. You do the same. Thank you very much. Take
care. And that was Mr. Wayne Crawford. He is actually the son of the actual author of Poems from a Gypsy Heart, Verl Jean Parker. And I just appreciated that because I was really at a loss of how to intro because I didn't know who was who. So I'm just glad he brought that up right at the beginning. So that way it got me on the right track. And this is a first because basically he was explaining about the book for his mother who has, you know, passed on at the ripe old age of 94. Long life there. And again, he was able to give us a background of who she is and, you know, all these poems, where they really originated from and what these poems can help people do in regards to their daily lives. And again, it's stressful to live out here now, y'all, you know. And poems, definitely, again, they're quick hitters. You know, a novel, like I said, you guys come up with a whole schedule to get into a novel and saving the chapter, paragraph, sentence that you left off on, and then you can't remember what happened before, and then you got to read back a couple of that's a lot going on. Here, you got 800-plus poems that you can go back and forth and just scan and just read, appreciate, and then go on to the next one. You take a deep breath. You know, again, whether or not you're driving, well, you're not driving, but you're in someone else's car and they're driving, or you're on a train. This is like perfect for every commuter that's out there, as far as a book of poems. So again, Poems from a Gypsy Heart is the book by Verl Jean Parker. You can go to the website Verl Jean. That's Verl Jean.com, all one word. And also you can pick it up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can also, of course, Google Verl Jean and it'll pull up. He also mentioned, Wayne, there's a short YouTube video kind of giving the description of the book, pictorial, and some of what he's mentioned there. So I feel that this is definitely something to take a look at. I'm really happy to have had him on. You know, again, this is the first for me to have a book of poetry on the show. So that definitely means to say we probably will have more in the future, hopefully. Again, one more time, thanks to Wayne Parker, speaking for his mother. You know, that's not a very easy thing. You know, I lost my father years ago. So, you know, every time you do have to have a conversation, it's never, you know, easy, you know. But in this case, it's definitely for a good cause, and something that she left behind for a lot of people to appreciate. So thanks again to Mr. Wayne Parker. In behalf of Verl Jean Parker. And the book, again, is called Poems from a Gypsy Heart. And you can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And they do have a website. It's verljean.com. So that's going to do it, actually, for today's show from Books to Read. Remember, on IMTN Worldwide Radio, there's several shows that you can be a part of and listen to, whether or not it's live on the radio or later on podcast version. If you download the Spreaker app, it's free, and type in IMTN Worldwide Radio, and then the show page, go on shows, and you'll see several shows. Books to Read, of course, is one of them. You also see a show called Women in Business, which we actually just had a show last night, and you also have a show called Around the ATL, which is a sports show. You also have a show called The Top Five, which is a list show that's really fun. And there's some other shows that are going to be coming down the pipe. And then also on that show page is IMTN Worldwide Radio, which is the original. I have shows from years ago. There's a technology show that's in the works, so you'll be hearing about that soon as well. So if you want to support the show, please follow that Spreaker page. Follow us on Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Also follow on Twitter, IMTM Radio. And the reason that you definitely want to follow those pages is every Friday I do a Free Stuff Friday to where a follower of the page wins something. And just this past week I had two winners. They won their own personalized radio interview to speak on a subject that they care about. I don't know what's going to be for the next week yet. I haven't decided. It might be a car or a house. I did suggest marshmallows the other day. That'll make it easy on me, right? So we'll see what happens. But you have to be a follower, so you got to support the show. So if you know people who would be interested in some of those topics, definitely share the show with them on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or whatnot. I really do appreciate it. The other reason to follow the show is I'm trying to get on iHeartRadio. I'm on Spotify, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, Google Play Music. I'm trying to get on iHeartRadio, y'all, and the more followers, the better. So if you're on that Spreaker page, don't just like the page, follow the page. Please do that. I appreciate it. If everybody that follows me on social media follows the page, I'm on iHeartRadio. It's just that simple. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and get out of here for today. This might be one of the last few daytime shows I'll be able to do. My schedule's going to drastically change soon. So I'm going to try to do as many day shows as I can between now and November, the early part of November. And if I do a day show, it'll be during the weekend. But yeah, day shows are cool. I'm still kind of getting used to them as far as just the time frame and things of that nature. But I try to accommodate my guests as much as possible, but sometimes it's hard. But I do what I can. So again, on the 2 o'clock show on the Friday afternoon, it's the weekend, baby, right? That's going to close out books to read for today. Again, thanks to Mr. Wayne Parker, the son of Earl Gene Parker, the author of Poems from a Gypsy Heart. Really appreciate that story about your mother. Again, sorry for your loss. I know she would appreciate everything that you're doing, as well as the rest of the family. And definitely, hopefully, that book becomes very successful. Definitely, I feel that can help a lot of people. And hopefully, it'll help everybody who's listening to the show today. That being said, this is Chris. I am TM Worldwide Radio. This was Books to Read. Till next time, y'all take care. We'll be right back.